The first thing you need to know about Lucille Perry is that she has a great laugh. The second thing is that she works a lot.
I got here at 7, and I will leave like at 4:30. I have to be to my next job at 5:45, and I'll probably get up at 10 tonight.
She works 3 jobs, 7 days a week. She says that work nets her just over $2,400 a month before taxes. That's above the poverty line, but Perry says she barely makes ends meet. And she's not the only person she's supporting.
And my mom told me, she's like, if you go to work, you're going to have to pay bills. And I'm like, I'm a kid still. I don't want to do that. I guess I'll go to school and you take care of me for another 4 years.
That's Perry's daughter, Keita Miles. She has a great laugh, like her mother. But there's one thing both Perry and her daughter hope they don't end up sharing.
I always tell her that I don't want you to be like mama. Have to work these 3 or 4 jobs to make a living.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to be living check to check.
And there's a chance their hopes might come true, thanks to help they've received from one Atlanta nonprofit.
Our overall mission is to end the cycle of generational poverty, one child at a time.
Nell Benn is the executive director of the Agape Youth and Family Center. It's an outreach arm of Trinity Presbyterian Church, where Lucille Perry works. Agape's goal is to keep kids, like these, playing in the center's parking lot, from falling into this cycle of generational poverty by getting them to graduate from high school and attend college.
If we can get that child into college, then we begin breaking that cycle.
Their focus is hyper-local. Agape only serves children in the Bolton Road neighborhood of Northwest Atlanta, and only children that qualify for free and reduced lunch. The center offers after-school programs for younger kids and in-school support for high schoolers. They also help students through the college application process. But Ben says the biggest challenge is giving those children something intangible.
A lot of our children don't have hope. They do not realize that college is a possibility for them.
I've never thought about going to college. I can tell you that now, because my dream was with my niece. We were playing, talking about working at Waffle House. Oh, God, don't know why in the world we wanted to work there.
Keita Miles is one of those children. She started going to Agape in the first grade and stuck with the center through high school. Now, Miles is a junior at Spelman College, where I found her on a recent afternoon, on her way to a bachelor's degree.
Without the Agape and without my mom, I wouldn't be in the same situation. I could have easily fell back into the cycle that my family was going into.
Her path is one Agape has gotten used to. Since 2009, 100% of the children that have stayed in Agape programs through their senior year have graduated high school. And though a degree does not guarantee future success, it does tend to increase a person's earning potential, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. After our conversation, Miles returns to studying with a friend. She's still not sure what she's going to do once she graduates, but she's an optimist.
The sky is not the limit. I don't know who made that up. My mom always said, you reach beyond the stars because there's something out there that we don't know, and you go find it. And once you find it, you keep going.
She's got hope for a future that's her own. Sam Whitehead, GPB News.